All right, so the Sikha is on the first Rashi. We're not doing the whole Sikha. Let me just read the Rashi so we know what we're talking about. So Rashi says, Lo menismecha pashas ha-menoyer le-pashas ha-nasiyim. Right, the end of last week's Parsha is all about the Karbanos of the Nasiyim. And then comes this Parsha, Baloyischas ha-neyer. So why does this follow that? So Rashi... When Aaron saw the Chanukas Hanasim, he had a Chalishus Hadas. Why? Because he was not part of the Chanukah, not him, not Shevet Levi. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Eibishter said to him, Chayecha. Chayecha is a Lashon Shvuah. Shalcha Gdoilu Mishalohem. Your Indian is bigger. Sha'ata madliku meitivis ha-menoyros. You will light the menoyros. Famous Rashi. So the nakuda of the sikha is that the Eibishter wasn't stam offering Aaron and Nechama. You're going to light the menoyros. Why that Nechama? What's the Nechama? Aaron's problem was, as Rashi says, Aaron was the Kohen Gadol. He was going to have lots of schusim for the rest of his life. What he was complaining about was that he didn't have a chelik in the Chanukah Samizbeach. That's a very specific area, Chanukah, and he didn't have a chelik in the Chanukah. So the Eibishter told him, Chayecha shelcha gdoilu mishalahem, shatam adlikum eitiv esamenoira, this will be your chelik in the Chanukah. The way the Sikha explains, Aaron was mechanech the menorah. Okay, just hold that information in your head right now. B'shidchias. Aaron was mechanech the menorah. And his performing the Chanukah Samenorah was a bigger inyan than the Chanukah Samizbeach of the Nasi.
Bigger?
Shalcha gdoilu mishalahem. We're going to see. Shalcha gdoilu sha'ata madlikum eitiv esamenorah. It wasn't stam. No. The Eibishter is not talking about a lifetime of lighting the menorah. That's not Chanukah. Sha'at ha-madlikum eitiv ha-menorah is specifically Chanukah ha-menorah. That's all, Chanukah ha-menorah. And in this inyan of Chanukah, your Chanukah ha-menorah is even greater than the Chanukah ha-mizbeach of the Nasi. Okay, let's pick up at Zayin. Page 97. Okay, it's true that Aaron's issue was that he wanted to have a chelik in the Chanukah. Okay, but why did the Eibishter have to give him Chanukas HaMenorah? Give him the Chanukah of something else. Chanukas HaShulchan, Chanukas Mizbeach HaZov. Let him be mechanech something. Why dafka the menorah? V'ledugma avodas haketores after mizbeach hapnimi. Give him the avod of keteres. So farechent v'ern as chanukah l'day Aaron, and that will be his chanukah of his chelik in the chanukah. Chodesh b'yom hashmini l'milumat hatshoyn Moshe makdik v'ern keteres after mizbeach hapnimi. Even though on that day, as we're going to see soon, Moshe was Makriv Keteiris. Okay, so give it to Aaron. Let Aaron do it. Beis lefiza kumtois as Chanukah samizbeach durch nachshin ben aminode vatzich angehoy ben dem ersten tag von akamas amishkot Chanukah mamish. Vashenken Chanukah samenoyra durch Aaron hat sich angehoy ben nach der hadlaka von Moshe in ersten tag. Ein wie kemen sagen shalcha gdoil mishalahem euch von der Chanukah durch nachshin. Second question. Okay, I guess I missed the Hakdama. The eighth day, there was 8 days of inaugurating the Mishkan, called the Shemoneh Esrei Yamilui. The eighth day was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The seven prior days, who performed the Avoda?
Moshe.
And it was not the regular Avoda. It was a special set of Milui. It wasn't the regular Avoda. The first day of, so to speak, regular Avoda was the eighth day, by Yom HaShmini, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's called the Yom HaKamas HaMishkan. That's when the Avodah in the Mishkan began as a normal Avodah. Now, who did the Aveda on that day? On the eighth day. So some things Moshe Rabbeinu did, and some things Aaron did. The Ketores Moshe brought. This is all Mefurish and Pashas Pekudei. If you look in Pashas Pekudei, it's Mefurish that on this day, Moshe was Makiv the Ketores, and who lit the menorah? Also Moshe Rabbeinu. It says that Hashem told Moshe, bring in the menorah, and light it, bring in the Shulchan, Varachta es Erkoi, the end of Pekudei, right? Right before Chazan. Moshe brought it in, and he lit it. So the second question is, L'chaira, Aaron would have picked up lighting the menorah when only the next day. If Moshe lit the menorah on the eighth day. So the Chanukah Sanasim began on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Aaron's schus to be mechalach the menorah, he would have began when?
Please.
Only the next day. So how can we say shalcha gedoyla mishalahem if they started first? Okay, let's move on.
Is it because it started first, or because it wasn't part of the Chanukah? It wasn't the first.
Good. Let's see. Is the bearing them? Shengeret Amol Barucha. This is based on the Sichin and Chelik Vav. There you have all the Haychachas. So we're just going to trust that this has all been already proven. In Shittas Rashi, Benegiah the Karbonas Biyim Shmini Lemiloim. As in them is going to Achiluk Zvishin Lachem Apanim on Hadlakas Haneiris on the Karbonas Al Mizbeach on Aktoras Aktoras Afin Mizbeach Apnimi. There was a difference between the Lechem Apanim and the Menorah in one category, and the Karbonas and the Ketores in another category. Avayakdir all of Ketores was Moshe Makdir Giben Bishmini Lemiloim Zok Rashi Shachris Va'arvis Kmoshe Nemer V'chulu. When it comes to the Ketores, on the eighth day, Moshe was Makriv, the morning Ketores and the evening Ketores. That says the Aktoras Aktoros is Oich in Dem Togiven V'diktoros Shebechol Hashana. It was a regular Ketores. Every day we bring Ketores in the morning, and we bring Ketores in the afternoon. So on this day, Shmini Lemiluim, we again brought the two Ketores. And who did it? Moshe Rabbeinu. Mashaik in Hadlokas Amanoira Duch Moshe is demot given a chidush ve'inyan meyuchar, nor in their free. But when it came to Hadlokas Amanoira, again, this is all based on the Psukim in Parshas Pekudei. When it came to Hadlokas Amanoira, we said before that Moshe lit the menorah on that day. But Moshe only lit the menorah in the morning. In the morning. When the Hadlokas Amanoira bein harbaim oich bishmini lemiluim is given durch Aaron. But the afternoon hadlaka on Shmini Lemiluim, that was already done by Aaron.
I'm sorry, I'm late. Are we learning a sicha, or is this part of the share?
We're just learning one part of the sicha, and we're just learning one part of the sicha, and then we're going to be ma'ayin a little. V'hinei, light the shittu von Rashi b'birush el ha-teira. As the mitzvah von Hadlakas HaMenorah is nor bein ha-arbayim, according to Rashi's shittu, this is going to be a machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam. According to shittu's Rashi, the mitzvah of Hadlakas HaMenorah was only bein ha-arbayim. They only lit the menorah once a day in the Beis HaMikdash, in the afternoon. Famous machlekes. Mashaykin ba-boiker is menor meitiv dineiris. In the morning, what do? They only were mativ the neiros. What does mativ mean? Mativ means they cleaned it out from the burnt out wicks and oil from the night before, and they prepared it for the hadlaka of that day. That's shittas Rashi. So his move on as the Chanukah samanoira mitchilos was hadlaka samanoira is bikvius nor bein harbaim is gleich von ersten Tag von akamas amishkan given durch Aaron. Und die Chanukka hat sich gezeugen auf ihr Adibur von dem Eubischten bis in Gmar Chanukka Sanasir. Was ein kann die Teures auf dem Zweck abnehmen. Ich hatte auch Moshe Magde gewinnt bei von der Hakevurle Teures. Ist der Chanukka sa Avoide von Teures Bechal Hashan na kemen schon nicht sagen, wenn er geht im Spätter die Krawe des Akteures von Aaron schel Chag Gdeile Mishelohe. So comes out like this. On the eighth day, Shmini Lemiluim. Moshe was makriv the Ketores in the morning and in the afternoon, which is the regular avodah of Ketores that happens every day. So when would Aaron have picked up starting to do the avodah of Ketores? The next day. So therefore, you would not be able to consider Aaron's being makir the Ketores Chanukah Samizbeach, because Chanukah is l'chayra the first use. You're mechanach something the first time you use it. So therefore, Chanukah Samizbeach was off the table as far as Aaron is concerned. That was given to Moshe. Whereas the Adlakas HaMenorah, it's true that Moshe lit the menorah on the eighth day. But Moshe only lit the menorah in the morning. Lighting the menorah in the morning was only a tzivui l'shah. It was only an inyan for that day. It wasn't the regular avodah of Adlakas HaMenorah, because the regular avodah of Adlakas HaMenorah is really only, l'shittas Rashi, bein harbayim. So whatever happened in the morning is an irregular activity. It has no shaykhis to the regular seder ha'avodah of the menorah. Who performed the first hadlaka of the mitzvah of hadlaka samenorah as it will be a mitzvah l'dayrus?
Aaron.
So that was the Chanukah samenorah. And the Eibishter told him that I'm going to consider the first 12, just like the Nesim have a Chanukah for 12 days, Chanukah samizbeach lasted 12 days, I'm going to extend this Chanukah that you're starting on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, I'm going to extend it for 12 days. But it makes sense why it's Chanukah HaMenorah, even though Moshe already lit in the morning, because Moshe's lighting is considered an anomaly. It's not part of the regular Avodah. Aaron was the first one to be Madlik the Menorah as part of the regular Chiyuv of Hadlakas HaMenorah. Clear?
Yeah.
Okay. For the Yonim Ufloim in them Pirush Rashi Oich in Yonim Halach. So you do it as a Rambam, as a Dlokas Amnoira, Darv Zainit Nor Bein Huar Bai, Mar Oich Ba Boiker. The Shita of the Rambam is not like Rashi. The Shita of the Rambam is that Hadlokas Amnoira is also in the morning.
Twice a day?
Twice a day. Und das versteht Ba Boiker Beheitiva Yasaneiros. Ah, it says Ba Boiker Beheitiva, and Rashi touched that being made with the menorah only means cleaning it out. But pirushoi behetivoi behadlikoi, according to the Rambam, the pshat of hatova is hadlaka. Mashiach l'das Rashi kenal is hadlaka saneres nor bein harbaim, and the hatova bebeker is meint nikoi, means cleaning out. Kumtois, as the inyan hanal, tzi hadlaka samenorah von aaron bein harbaim, b'yemesh b'nil l'miluim is given in gedev von chanukah samenorah, is totally in the machlekes von Rambam v'Rashi. Ladasa Rambam Vibad is Eichen der Fries, Dodi Mitzvah, Tovas, Vadlokas Amenoira, Bemele is Shein, Babaker, Bashminilim Miluim, given their onheim von Chanukas Amenoira. So it comes that according to the Rambam, you cannot say this word. Since according to the Rambam, the Iker Mitzvah of Vadlokas Amenoira, Ludairus, is also Babaker. So on that day, which is Yem Ashminilim Miluim, the Torah says clearly who lit the Menoira in the morning.
Moshe
Rabbeinu. And that hadlaka is part of the regular hadlaka, L'shita Saraba, because the regular hadlaka is by Baiker and Bein Harbain. So the first regular use of the menorah was done by Moshe. And Aaron's first hadlaka was in the afternoon, Bein Harbain. So now you cannot call Aaron's hadlaka Chanukah HaMenorah. Aaron was not in the Chanukah HaMenorah. So this whole vart that the way we're explaining Rashi, that the Eibishter told Aaron Shalchag Gdoyla Mishelohem Sha'ata Madlik Amitras HaMenorah, that you are going to have the schus of Chanukah HaMenorah, only works L'shitas Rashi. But L'shitas HaRambam, it doesn't work. Are we clear? Okay, let's skip a paragraph. Here comes the good stuff. Unchot the Rambam Paskit Vidi Mishnah.